We're in Siman Reish Beis. We're up to Sif Tes Vav, and we will be finishing the Siman. Sif Tes Vav ala Sukkar on Sugar Mavarach Shahakol. One says a Shahakol. V'chein Hamotzeitz Kanim Metukal Shahakol. Similarly, if one sucks on sugar cane, he makes a Shahakol. Now, there's a Mishtabrura and a very long Bir Alacha that really wants to know why it is that we say a Shahakol on sugar. What is sugar cane grown for? Sugar cane is grown for the sugar. If it's grown for the sugar, then why isn't that the Iker Pri? The Teretz is that what is the sugar? The sugar is what happens when you cook it and the juices come out and they crystallize. So that perhaps would have the halacha of the juice of a fruit. So we had previously seen that the Raj Bashita is that if fruit is grown for the sake of its juice, then its juice is also eight. Although the Rush disagrees with that, that's only in a case where it's not cooked. Whereas if you cook it, then the Rush says that the flavor of the thing itself goes into the water. The halachi is that the entire thing is eight. Why are we making a shakol on sugar? It seems like the poskim say that sugar is so far removed from the original. What you're doing is not just cooking a fruit. It's not like taking an apple and cooking it. This is not just taking an orange and squeezing it. This is going and boiling something up, allowing it to crystallize, grinding it down, turning it into something that in no way whatsoever resembles the original. That would be too processed for us to consider it a fruit and we just call it charcoal. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura says that if you make an eitz or an adama b'dievet on sugar, you're yotze. Furthermore, he then talks about sugar made from beets. Beet sugar that is just grown for that. He has even more reason to say that its bracha should be borei pre adama. That's mamish what it's grown for, and it's a real beet. Lamaisa there too, he says that it's a shakol. However, if someone made an adama on it, he will be yotze. Sif tes zayin al pilpel v'zangvil yaveshim on peppercorns or ginger that have been dried. Vala clove shall girufli ratzaloma neglech cloves. V'chol kayotze b'zeh shein derech lochlam el yidei tarovis ein mevarach aleim klum. So these are all dried spices that no one would eat on their own. You would only eat them mixed with other foods. The halach is if you eat it on its own, that is considered lava daita dahochenati, and its bracha is shakol. Or, sorry, if it is too strong to eat altogether, then you make no bracha on it whatsoever. I mean, most people would not eat pepper, ground pepper, dried peppercorn the way it is. Most people not eat ginger the way it is. Now, this is societal. In places where they do eat it, where it's normal, it would get its rightful bracha. But here, these, the Mechaber says, are so bad, it's not even lavadaita d'ochenati, it's just not edible. Whereas, al egos mushkat borei priya eitz, this is a kind of spice, al kanila, that's cinnamon, borei priya adama. The question is, why exactly, the egos mushkat is probably nutmeg. With regard to cinnamon, the question is, why is it adama and not eitz? So the Mishnah Brura says that it grows from the ground like a reed. The cinnamon that we have generally is the bark of a tree, which is also bari pri adama. We wouldn't call it pri eitz, we would call it the eitz itself. Sif yudches, al pilpel v'zangvil k'shem retuvin. Now, we had in Sif tezayin that when you're dealing with peppercorns or ginger, when they're dried, they're only meant to be eaten as a spice. If you eat them raw, you make no bracha because it's inedible. How about when they're still moist, they're not yet dried out, so some people do eat them. You say borei pri adama. Why an adama? Why not a borei pri eitz? Peppercorns grow on trees. The answer is because they're grown really to be dried out and used as a spice. It's only adaita dahochenati ktsas. Some people will plant them also for the sake of eating them the way they are, not as a spice. So because of that, it goes down a level. We don't make a shakol on it, but you can also not make an eitz, so we make an adama. Now the Ramah goes back and gives us the yesodis of this simen. Hago kol ha-perish yodebem shein ikur ha-pri mevarech aleim borei pri ha-eitz. Ikur pri is borei pri ha-eitz. That includes the ikur part of the tree as well as its best form. V'shein on ikur pri mevarech bar pri adama, if it's not ripe, for example, or it is a peripheral part of the fruit, then its bracha is adama. Dimhu Musupik Boim Iker Priya Lo Bar Priya Adama. If you're not sure, say an Adama. The Ramah seems to hold that on Lav Iker Pri, if you say an Adama, you're Yotze B'dievet. Vim Eni Yodei Amahu, you're eating something, you have no idea what it is. And it could even be a shakol. You mamish have no idea what it is. So the halacha is mavar shakol. You make a shakol. Now the Mishnah Brura says that this halacha that you don't know what it is, you make a shakol on it. That does not apply if you don't know Hilchas Brachas. There's no halacha that says, well, if you don't know Hilchas Brachas, just say a shakol on everything. If you don't know Hilchas Brachas, you know what you're supposed to do? Go learn Hilchas Brachas. It says, Yelech Etzal Baki, you should go to someone who knows Vilmad and he should learn. The heter of shakol is where you really can't figure out what you're eating. You really don't know what this is altogether. There you'll learn to make a shakol.